This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Every morning, the sun rises above us and life begins. We benefit from this light of the sun. We work, the plants that we eat are nourished from it and grow because of it. We can see our left from our life, from our right due to it. And then comes the darkness of the night, where we seek our shelter and protection. Because within the darkness, predators can hide. This is the gift of physical light in the dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran uses the parable of lights to turn our attention towards the truth. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur walladhina kafaru awliya'uhum at-taghut yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat. That Allah says that indeed Allah is the guardian of those who believe. He brings them out of darkness and into light. And those who disbelieve, their guardian are the false gods, at-taghut, who bring them out of the light and into darkness. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hypocrites, He says, مَثْلُهُمْ كَمَثْلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Their example, their similitude, is like the one who lights a fire. فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ حَوْلَهُ. So when the light enlightens around him, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah takes away their light and leaves them in the darkness to be blind. Allah brings us the attention of light and darkness. And we're reminded of something of greater importance. Just as we are in deep need of physical light in this world, we will be in deep need of physical light in the next world. And the physical light in the next world is attained by the spiritual light in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, repent to Allah with a sincere repentance. عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيُدْخِلُكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Perhaps your Lord will forgive your sins and He will enter you into a garden underneath which the rivers flow. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. It will be on the day in which Allah will not humiliate the Prophet and those who believe with him. نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Their light will precede them, before them and upon their right side. يقولون, they will say on that day of judgment, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Our Lord, perfect our light and forgive us. Indeed, you are capable over all things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُؤْذَنْ لَهُ بِالسُّجُودِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يُؤْذَنْ لَهُ أَنْ يَرْفَعَ رَأْسَهُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ فَأَرْفَعُ رَأْسِي فَأَنْظُرْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ فَأَعْرَفُ أُمَّتِي مِنْ بَيْنَ الْأُمَمِ. To lengthy your hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be the first to be emerged from his grave on the day of judgment. And I will be the first to be given permission to do sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And I will be the first given permission to raise his head on that day. And I will look up and I will see my ummah from amongst all the ummahs. One of the companions asked our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, how will you know your ummah from amongst all the different ummahs? Which is an intelligent question. Imagine on the day of judgment, all of humanity has arisen. out of their graves. One hadith, the Prophet says that all of us will be naked, barefoot. How will you know who is from the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam, and who is from the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, and who is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We will all be human beings. So he asks the Prophet, how are you going to know your ummah from the other ummahs? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions a few reasons. And amongst them he says, وَأَعْرَفُهُمْ بِنُورِهِمْ الَّذِي بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. He says, I will know them due to their light. There will be a light for them before them, between their hands, and on their right side, and upon their left as well. This dua that Allah mentions in this verse, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, our Lord, perfect our light and forgive our sins. It reminds us we are in need of nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in this world do we need the sun to exist and to be able to deal with our affairs, in the next world we will be even more in need of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentions for us as well the example of the munafiq, of the hypocrite on that day. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرْنَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. Allah says, on that day, the hypocrite of the men and of the women will say to the believers, wait for us, we will benefit from your light. Hold on, don't go so fast, wait for us, we want to benefit from your light, because they are in darkness. قِيلَ ارْجَعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ. It will be said to them, go back. Go back, go behind. فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا, and find your own lights. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ رَحْمَةٌ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبْلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And a wall will be placed between them. And Allah says, the interior of this wall will be containing mercy, and its exterior containing punishment, عذاب. Meaning what? The side of the wall on which the believers are at is the side of rahmah. That side of the wall will be rahmah and mercy. And the other side where the hypocrites are will be the side of punishment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, يُؤْتُونَ نُورِهِمْ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. The people will be gifted their light on that day in proportion to their good deeds. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ نُورُهُمْ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ. He said some of them, and they will pass the sirat with this light. He said some of them will have light that will be like a mountain of light. And some of them will have light that is like the palm tree. The palm tree can be very large. He said, and some of them will have light only the size of their thumbs, and it will flicker. It will be on and off, on and off. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the believers, they will have light from Medina all the way to Aden, at Sana'a. So from the city of Medina all the way to cities in Yemen, all of that will be light for some of the believers. And he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُضِيءُ نُورُهُ مَوْضَعَ قَدَمَيْهِ. And some of them, their light will only show where their foot is. They will see where their foot is, and that's it. So we will be in need of light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. How do we get that light? And I'll mention just some categories our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us of, or Allah Azza wa Jalla has informed us. And there are many even beyond the 12 or so I will mention today. The first is Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. On that day, the hypocrites of the men and of the women will say to whom? لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. To those who believe. Wait, we want to get some of your light. But who are they speaking to? The believers. Iman in your heart. This is the most important thing. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. On that day you will see the believing men and the believing women, light is flourishing between their hands. So iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, purifying our belief in Allah azza wa jal. The second thing that will give us light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is the primary thing that will give us light. The second thing, notice at the beginning of the verse we recited that mentions the Day of Judgment and mentions the believers having this light and them saying to Allah, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, our Lord, perfect our light. What is the first thing Allah says at the beginning of this verse? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, repent to Allah with a pure repentance. Tawbatan nasuha, a sincere repentance. And so this shows us one of the keys to getting the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repenting to Allah azza wa jal. But not any repentance, the pure repentance. The scholars talk about this verse. What is the difference? Why does Allah say tawbatan nasuha? What is the pure repentance? They say it is one of the signs of the pure repentance is it occurs over and over and over again. You seek Allah's forgiveness over and over and over again. It's not one time you say astaghfirullah and that's it, but you're constantly seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and returning back to Him. Tawbah literally is to turn back to Allah azza wa jal. So you're constantly turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third point, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَا يَقُولُهَا الْعَبْدُ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ إِلَّا كَانَتْ نُورٌ لِصَحِيفَتِهِ. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said, I know a word that no servant says at the moment of his death except that it will be a light for his sahifa, for his scrolls, for his deeds, where his deeds are written. It will be a light for him. What is this word? La ilaha illallah. And so, how do we ensure or allow ourselves to be the people who la ilaha illallah is the last words that come from our mouths? And the only way we can do this is if la ilaha illallah is common and often on our tongues. So we are immersed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one. And number two, our heart has to be constantly churning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in moments of when you're amazed, moments when you're afraid, moments when anything captures your attention, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the attitude of the believer. And if we have this in our lives, then inshallah we will be the people remembering Allah on our deathbed with our last words. Another category of getting the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment is the recitation of the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قرأ القرآن وتعلمه وعمل به ألبسه الله يوم القيامة تاجا به نور. He said, and there's two narrations of the same hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites the Qur'an and learns it and acts according to it, on the Day of Judgment, this is one narration, Allah will give him a crown of lights. In another narration, Allah will give his parents a crown of lights. ضوءه مثل ضوء الشمس. Its light will be like the light of the sun. And Allah will dress his parents, his mother and his father, حلتان, two types of garments. لا تقوم بهما الدنيا. It cannot compare to anything in this world. It is so good, these garments, they're better than anything in the dunya. فَيَقُولَانْ بِمَا كُسِينَ هَذَا. The mother and the father will ask, for what reason were we given these garments? For what reason were we given this beautiful clothing? And so it will be said to them, فَيُقَالُ بِأَخْذِ وَلِدِكُمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Because of your child taking the Qur'an. Because of your child learning and acting according to the Qur'an. So, when we recite the Qur'an, we get light on the Day of Judgment, and not only us, but even our parents. The more we memorize the Qur'an and learn it and act upon it, not only is it a light for us, but a light for our mothers and our fathers as well. of the reasons of light on the Day of Judgment is making wudu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna ummati ya'tuna yawm al-qiyamati ghurran muhajjalin min athar al-wudu." He said, "My people will be brought," the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "My people will be brought on the Day of Judgment with faces and hands and feet brightened from the effects of wudu." From the effects of wudu, meaning the places where we make wudu, our hands, our faces, our head, our arms, our feet, they will be shining on that day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued, and he said, فَمَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يُطِيلَ غُرَّتَهُ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. Whomever amongst you is capable of extending his light, let him do so. Meaning what? Make wudu more often. You lose your wudu, try to make wudu right after. Why? You get this light on the Day of Judgment. Whoever is capable of extending their light, let them do so. Another category of gaining the light of Allah is the connection to the masjid. One of them, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ فِي الظُّلْمِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدْ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give glad tidings to those who walk in darkness to the masjid with the perfect light on the Day of Judgment. So when we go to pray in the masjid, particularly the difficult prayers, which is Fajr and Isha, when it is dark and it's difficult to walk or even to drive to the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, give glad tidings to those people who walk to the masjid in this darkness, that they will have the perfect light on the Day of Judgment. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لِيُضِيءَ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَخَلَّوْنَ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ فِي الظُّلْمِ بِنُورٍ صَاطِحِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there will be a light given to those who seclude themselves in the masjid in darkness with a great light on the Day of Judgment. Likewise, of the categories of those given light on the Day of Judgment are those who observe the Day of Jumu'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and this is authentic hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبْعَثُ الْأَيَّامُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى هَيْئَتِهَا. The days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the days will be brought forward on the Day of Judgment according to its status and its importance. And he said, وَيُبْعَثُ الْجُمُعَةِ. And the Day of Jumu'ah will be brought forward. زَهْرَةً مُنِيرًا. It will be like an enlightened flower. And its people, the people of Jumu'ah, will celebrate it. And they will benefit from its light. And they will walk on the Day of Judgment with the light of Jumu'ah. And everyone who sees them will wish they had its lights, and will be amazed by the light of Jumu'ah. And it's a lengthier hadith. So this shows us the people of Jumu'ah. What does that mean? We respect Jumu'ah. We come for the khutbah. We come early. We recite Surah Al-Kahf, and we'll mention that in the next category. We understand the value and the importance of this day and of this prayer. And, like I said, reciting Surah Al-Kahf, because the Prophet said specifically about this, مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whosoever recites Surah Al-Kahf, it will be a light for them on the Day of Judgment. Another category is being just. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَنَابِرِ مِنْ نُورِ عَنْ يَمِينِ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَعَدِلُونَ فِي حُكْمِهِمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ وَمَا وَلَّوْا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, those who are fair, who are just, will be on mimbars, platforms of light on the right side of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina ya'dinun, those who are just when it comes to their rule and their families and over whatever they have been given power. So in the rule, if someone has rulership, but not just that, if you have power in the community, in your business, in your workplace, in whatever capacity, even in your home, with your kids, with your family, any power or authority Allah has given you, if you are just and you are fair, if you're just with your children, you don't give a gift to one, you don't give the other. If you're just, you will have light on the day of judgment. The 10th category is gray hairs or white hairs. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man shaba shaybatan fil Islam kanat lahu nurun yawm al-qiyamah." Whosoever has gray hair or white hair in Islam, it will be a light for them on the day of judgment. And there's many ahadith. Ash-shaybu nur al-muslim, another hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another hadith, ma min muslim yashibu shaybatan fil Islam illa kutiba lahu biha hasana. No Muslim gets a white hair while in the state of Islam except that it is written as a good deed, and Allah cancels out an evil deed. Many ahadith of this. Now, why is this the case? First, there is a symbolism. What does white hair symbolize? It comes from time and effort, hard work. So the person is in the state of Islam, working, praying, fasting, giving, striving, and they produce these gray hairs and these white hairs on their head, on their beards, on their wherever they may be. What does this mean? You're getting rewarded for all the effort you're putting in. But there's a second meaning. We know the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the people in the hellfire will be screaming out, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ. They will be screaming out from the hellfire, saying, "Oh Allah, bring us out of the hellfire. We will do good deeds, not like the deeds we used to do." So what does Allah say to them? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرُكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Didn't we give you enough of a light for one to remember? Didn't we give you enough of life, enough time on earth for you to remember Allah Azza wa Jal? And then he says, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And didn't the warning come to you? So what does this mean? Who is the warner? Some scholars say it is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came and he warned us. But many of the scholars say that's not what's intended in this particular verse. Ibn Abbas, Ikrimah, many of the scholars, their opinion, وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ, the warning came to you. What is the warning? What is the warner? Your gray hairs, your white hair. Meaning Allah gave you this warning to remind you that you're going to pass away. To remind you your life is going to end. To remind you you're going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And so this is even a warning. These gray hairs and white hairs that come out are a warning for the believer, to remind them of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so when you take that reminder, this is a light for you on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with that light. The final point, there's other ones that are mentioned in the ahadith. We don't have time to mention everything that brings us light on the day of judgment, but I'll mention this last one. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ عِبَادًا لَيْسُوا بِأَنْبِيَاء. He said, amongst the servants of Allah are those who are not prophets. يَغْبَطُهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ. And yet the prophets and the martyrs will be envious of them, a positive envy on the day of judgment. And they will be on platforms of light on the day of judgment. And so why? Why do these people have them? They asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ هُمْ قَوْمٌ تَحَابُوا بِنُورِ اللَّهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَرْحَامٍ وَلَا أَنْسَابٍ وُجُوهُهُمْ نُورٌ عَلَى مَنَابِرِ مِنْ نُورٍ لَا يَخَافُونَ إِذَا خَافَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَحْزِنُونَ إِذَا حَزَنَ النَّاسِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they are people who loved each other for the light of Allah. They love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because of family relationships, not because of tribal relationships. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no mashi'at qabila between them. There's no tribal reason why they are friends, why they love one another. عَلَى غَيْرِ أَرْحَامٍ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَا أَمْوَالٌ يَعْطُونَهَا. Neither for reasons of family, blood, nor for reasons of money. Not because there's business between them, there's opportunity. Not for any of these reasons. Not for blood, not for tribe. Just because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love each other for this sake. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them, place them on platforms of light. How beautiful is this? And wallahi, this is one of the essential characteristics of Islam. Now you have masajid, people of different ethnicities, sitting next to each other, skin colors, sitting next to each other, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a love for one another. And we should embrace this. Try to formulate love between Muslims of different backgrounds, different languages, for no reason other than that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want to be connected to Allah azza wa jal. That we break the evil of nationalism and racism that may exist between us. That we love each other only for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us on platforms of light for no reason other than that we loved each other sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Just before I end, a request from a family. There was a young brother, his name was Rayyan. He used to come to the masjid often and he would volunteer and photograph events for us sometimes for free. This brother, subhanAllah, I didn't find out, this happened about 5-6 weeks ago. He passed away drowning in near Guelph. So his family is asking that we make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins and accept him as a shaheed. Drowning is one of the ways the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah azza wa jal can accept a person as a shaheed. So may Allah accept him as such. Ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu salluna ala nabiyya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslim.